Hey, WWIP, Mabel Louise here with us.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning to you. Brr. It was really a nice, cool fall morning. Had to wear a jacket. Yes, we had to pull out those jackets. And you know what? I see more and more color in my woods. Looking forward to all of it. It's supposed to get down, I hear, to 38 tonight. So it could put some frost on our summer annuals. Oh, well, that's normal for September and living in Wisconsin. I hope you're having a good day. I am, because I get to be with you. I want to continue on today with my message entitled, The Parable of the Good Samaritan. You know what? This parable is the best known of all the parables. And I'm sure it's because it's the theme, which is love. I love that little book of Jude. And Jude writes, and some having compassion, making a difference. And it does. I've heard of so many reports of individuals helping others, especially the single women with children and those that are out of work right now. Helping people. That's what love is all about. And it reminds me of that wonderful gospel verse that is really, truly the expression of God's love, entitled John 3:16. He makes it so clear. Why don't you say it with me, okay? For God so loved the world. And that means you and me and all the people in the whole world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that means each individual, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh my goodness, that spells it all, doesn't it? The fact that the Lord loves you so much that he was willing to die on the cross to cover your sins and mine. Let me turn to the scriptures, which is open right in front of me, and I'm going to read the parable of the Good Samaritan, starting with verse 25 and located in Luke 10. And by the way, Matthew and Mark include the part where the lawyer confronts Jesus to test him, but only Luke carries the whole story. So let me, as I said, read. My Bible is open right in front of me. And here I will start, as I said, on verse 25. On one occasion, and by the way, the 70 that the Lord had sent out to preach the gospel and to heal the sick, they had all just returned and were in the midst of telling their testimonies of how God had used them and what a thrill it was in their lives. And then a lawyer stood up in the midst of all of this crowd and confronted Jesus. And he said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, What is written in the law? And he replied, How do you read it? He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, meaning the lawyer. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And in reply to this, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers." And by the way, when I went down that very road a couple of times, once in a taxi and once on a bus that had a group of us that were traveling, and it is on an incline. You see, Jerusalem is about 2,500 above sea level. And that road is very windy, and it goes around and around and around on an incline. So I can just see that man going down from Jerusalem, walking, and falling into the hands of robbers. And they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that same road, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, he came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, "Whatsoever you spend of any more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Now Jesus said, "Of these three, the priest, the Levite, who was the neighbor to the man that fell among the thieves?" And the lawyer answered, "He that showeth mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do thou likewise." Remind me of that little tiny verse, "Be ye kind one to another." Well, the parable of the Good Samaritan tells the story of a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, which, by the way, was about 18 miles. And while on the way, he was robbed of everything he had, including his clothing, and he was beaten to within an inch of his life. The fact that Jesus said he was stripped of his clothing was so important because the ethnic groups wore distinctive clothing, and it would be impossible to tell whether the man, now that he was left beaten and his clothes removed, whether he was actually a Jew or not. And by the way, this road to Jericho was well known for the danger and the narrow turns, which made it a happy hunting ground for robbers. Normally, no one would travel alone. You see, what they did was they would meet at the center of the city where they lived, and they would travel together as a group. Actually, most of the time, a well was centered in the city, and people would go there for water, and the travelers would go there to meet as a group. Of course, there was safety in numbers. Sometimes the gangs would ambush people and would have a gang member pretend to be injured. So now we see this man laying on the side of the road, nearly dead from injury. The next character that Jesus introduces in his story is about a priest. He spends no time describing the priest, but only tells of how he showed no love or compassion for the man by failing to help him and by passing on the other side of the road so as to not get involved. If there was anyone who would have known God's law of love, it would have been, actually, the priest. He knew Deuteronomy 6:7, love thy neighbor. And by the nature of this, his position, he was to be a person of compassion and actually would want to go overboard to help others. As I was doing my research, I learned that the priest might have been returning home after his monthly period of temple service, since Jericho was a principal area where actually the priests lived when they were not on duty. Then there were at least two reasons why he might have passed by. Number one, he could have thought the man was a sinner, and if he helped him, he would be working against his just punishment from God. And then, too, as a priest, he would not ever want to defile himself by touching a Gentile or a dead man, or even getting within 6 feet of that man. You see, defilement was seen as a threat to one's own spiritual condition. Then thirdly, he might have thought he was honoring God by not getting involved. And then I thought the fourth would be, maybe he was in a hurry for his next duty or an appointment. And he reasoned that someone else would be coming along because the road was busy, or maybe even a traveling group would come by and take care of him. He wanted to let someone else do what was necessary. And maybe he thought that if he stayed around and helped the man, maybe there was someone hiding behind a rock and he too would be robbed. So all we know, for whatever reason, the priest passed him by. And then a Levite came down that same road. A Levite was a man assigned to aid the priests in all the various temple duties. Levites were not under the same regulations that the priests were, and according to the scriptures, he may have stopped and looked at the wounded man, and since he couldn't identify him as a neighbor or as a Jew, he, like the priest, decided, I'm not going to get involved. And the last character, and I'll have to sign off in a minute, the last character in the parable would have caught the lawyer off guard, because when Jesus said a certain Samaritan saw him, that note that word Samaritan, And he had compassion on him, bound up his wounds. Think of it. I'm sure that the lawyer would have expected Jesus to name a Jew to be the hero of the story, not a Samaritan. Instead, Jesus is giving the role of hero to a Samaritan. Actually, the ones the Jews literally hated. You see, Samaritans to the Jews, they were all considered half-breeds who had blended the worship of God with pagan practices. Actually, the roots of this prejudice reach back to the conquest of the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrians in 722 B.C. History tells us that in Jesus' day, the Samaritans defiled the temple in Jerusalem by scattering bones in it. Imagine that. Well, unlike the priest and the Levite, the Samaritan was moved by compassion, and he stopped to help. I've got to end it there. I don't want to leave out the lessons to learn from this beautiful story. God bless you, and goodbye.